Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Patreon backers, and welcome to Agent's Dossier. It's our Delta Green game just for you guys, and we appreciate so much that you help us each month that we're doing this show for you. Today's show, we have Mac playing with us. Mac, let's introduce you.
Hey guys, as noted, I am Mac, and that's a fact, and that rhymed, and I'm not as sorry as I should be about that. And I'm playing Desiree Kimball, who is she's an ex-con at this point, a break-in specialist.
Cool. Very cool. Let's talk about Desiree before we start our story a little bit more. So you were an ex-con. What was the crime that you got busted for exactly? Like, what was the scenario?
It was a widow who came to me that was wanting a piece of family heirloom jewelry back from a former husband that was sort of lording it over her because it was worth quite a lot of money. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to complete the job. His security was really tight, and I choked. For the first time, it seems, in my career, I choked and got caught.
And how long did you go away for it? Like 18 months, or was it a couple of years?
Yeah. It was like 18 months.
Okay. You did your time. How long did you stay on the straight and narrow?
Until the money started to run out.
Right. So probably not all that long.
No, not terribly long. I mean, she was making a pretty decent living, but only if she was doing jobs on a at least somewhat regular basis.
Right. Absolutely. All right. So you are in Charlottesville, Virginia, and you've been there for how long, do you think?
I think she's probably been there about 5 or 6 years, because that's where she met her girlfriend.
Okay.
And decided to stick around, because before that, she'd been a little bit more transient in a way. Like, she just been kind of hither, thither, and yon wherever she needed to go for jobs.
Okay. So you spoke about, you know, staying on the straight and narrow until money ran out. And it kind of happened again where you did a job about 8 months ago that went really well. You got a really nice piece. It was a small sculpture. You fenced it. You sold it to Lonnie. And he gave you a tip for another job. And you figured you had 6 months on what he just paid you. That's how well it went.
Oh, wow.
And unfortunately, though, the place that you were robbing was being watched. And you sold it. You got the money. You deposited it into your bank. They got you. They got Lonnie. And they got the person who was the buyer, all in one sweep. And you have found yourself in basically the county lockup once again. Now, do you have a lawyer that you call, or do you always get a public defendant?
I get a public defendant. I don't have a lawyer.
Okay.
Probably should invest in one at some point.
Yeah. Make enough money for a retainer.
Right.
Okay, so Eric Reitman is your public defender. He's middle-aged. He's been doing this for a while, and he really seems like he's haggard. He's under budget, and he's running around constantly, and he's trying really hard to help people. But unfortunately, things are what they are. You're in the little interview room, and he comes in, and he's got on a crappy suit that he probably bought for as cheap as possible, and a polyester tie. You see that on his finger, there is an indention where his wedding ring once was. Mm-hmm. These are the kind of things you notice because you are always very observant of what's going on.
Sure.
And Eric sits down and he goes, so I read in your file that you shot two people and ran out of a store. So, Betty, did you have a firearm on that day? Can you tell me what actually happened?
Did you just say Betty?
Yes, that's your name, right? You're Betty. I mean,
no.
What's your name?
Desiree.
Desiree. What's your last name? Kimball. Okay. Starts going through his file. Oh, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. You're the burglary one. Okay. I got a lot of people I got to talk to, so.
My confidence is just so reinforced right now.
Look, you know, a good way to keep from being in this situation is either A, being a better thief, or B, not thieving in the first place. You know, if you're stealing, they can catch you and then send you away.
I'll take it under advisement.
Look, I'm not here to bust your chops.
Really? Because it kind of feels like you are.
It's, you know, just a long day. Look, I was looking at your file here, and it kind of looks like entrapment to me, because the buyer doesn't seem to be up for any charges. I mean, they made a big deal about arresting them, but they never convened a grand jury or did any of that. So I think they were really going after your fence, Lonnie, and you got caught in it. So there's a couple of different things we can do here. If you're willing to testify against Lonnie, I can probably get you out in like 6 months with good behavior. If you're not willing to, they've got you pretty dead to rights. So you're looking at, this is your second offense. You're probably looking at about 5 years.
Sonia's going to kill me.
Sonia is...
It's not important right now.
Was there anybody else involved? Anybody that... maybe is a jerk and could use some jail time that I can use as leverage to get you out?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Well, so do you need time to think about, I mean, how close are you with Lonnie? Are you, what's your take on this? Do you want to try for the plea down the sentence with some help for the state, or are you going to keep your mouth shut and take one for Lonnie?
How much time do I have to think about it?
I mean, I can come back. I'm here constantly. I can come back tomorrow.
Yeah, give me till tomorrow.
All right, well, it was nice meeting you. Stay out of trouble while you're in here, and we'll see what we can do, all right? And then he puts out his hand awkwardly.
Yep, it's been a real pleasure.
So a few moments later, you find yourself back in your jail cell. Because it's this county kind of lockup thing, you're in there with another woman. She's older, probably in her late 60s. She's got this really shockingly white hair, and it's short. Anyway, her name's Rebecca. When you come in, she's actually knitting. She's in this orange jumpsuit, knitting away. And she goes, oh, how was the meeting with Eric?
Swell.
Look, you could have done worse. You could have pulled the kid or whatever. It was a young John something running around. He's two Cokes short of a six-pack, so could have been worse.
Sounds like. Surprised they let you sit around with those knitting needles there.
Yeah, well... we are non-violent offenders, so they let us get away with a lot of stuff.
Lucky us, huh?
Yeah, definitely. So, what offer did you get?
Well, I'm sure that I shouldn't discuss that with anybody.
Yeah, but we're in here for a while.
You go first.
Well, I haven't gotten my offer yet.
Oh.
And just to be clear, you're in a jumpsuit as well. You got booked and everything else, so.
Sure.
She goes, well, I got caught for shoplifting in a couple of stores. I was trying to nab some different things, jewelry. You walk in, you say you want to see something. You're older, so they think they can trust you. They put the stuff on the counter. They walk away for a moment. You walk out. It's usually pretty good. You go far enough away from home, you know. Spend a day driving out, drive back in, and everything goes fine. But this time, well, I walked out, got in my car, and I guess I got a piece that was a little too expensive because they sent somebody right after me.
Oof.
Yeah. So I don't know what kind of deal they're going to give me. I'm hoping that the fact that the economy right now isn't doing great and they're not going to want to throw a old woman in jail. Anyway, so that's what I'm waiting on. What kind of deal are they offering you?
They gave me an option, which was nice of them, but the option seemed to be a rock and a hard place.
Let me guess, sell out a friend to go up the chain.
Yeah. Yep, that's about right.
Well, I can tell you this much. If you're ready to retire and you never want to do the work again, then sell out your friend and never work again. But if you ever plan to work again, you're going to have to do the time. I know, it sucks.
The curse of being good at one thing, huh?
Well, we're not... I mean, we could be better, I guess, right? We wouldn't be here if we were great.
Thanks.
Sorry, just... I'm a pragmatist.
Clearly.
All right, so you guys talk a little bit more, and the night goes by. You know you're going to be meeting with Eric soon. What do you think you're leaning towards?
I feel really bad about the idea of selling out Lonnie, but at the same time, I don't know if I can weather that amount of jail time.
Right.
That's a lot of jail time, especially when we were both set up, and... You know, I would hope he'd understand that it was a decision I had to make, but I don't know. I think she's trying to figure out if she can live with herself selling out her fence, who's one of the few closer connections that she has. And I feel like she knows Lonnie, knows, like, his family.
Right.
Like, that's a real hard call.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. The next day, like I said, you wake up, you do your normal thing. Everything in jail is about routine. And you just past lunch, Eric has you come in. And he's in the same suit with just a different shirt on underneath. So it's like, all right.
Thanks for getting all dressed up to meet with me.
Well, you know, I could have been a prosecutor and then I could have a new suit every day, but instead... I'm stuck with this. Anyway.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just a little raw right now.
Yeah, I get it. I busted your chops a little bit too, I know. So, what are we feeling on this Lonnie thing?
How much time would Lonnie be looking at?
Well, I mean, it's a misdemeanor to sell, but I think they've got him on some other stuff, and he's been in jail a few times. So, he could be with everything that's in his file. He could be looking at, like, max 7 years.
7 years is a lot at that age.
Yeah, 7 years is a lot at that age. They might go easy on him, but it's not good. You definitely have more gas in the tank, as it were.
And probably less time to serve.
Well, if you do good behavior, you'd probably be out of here in about a year. To be honest, they're not gonna go for the five. That's a scare tactic.
Are you sure?
I'm never 100% sure on anything, but... I have a good feeling.
Oh, God. I'm going to trust to a feeling. All right. Fuck it.
Okay.
I'll do the time.
All right. I'll let him know. You'll have to go in front of a judge.
Yeah. My favorite.
And, you know, confess. Think of the, you know, Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah. So expect the unexpected.
Basically, yeah.
Good.
And,
great.
And without your testimony, their evidence... is not that great without you. You kind of reaffirm everything. So without it, I should be able to, if not get him off, get him pleaded down pretty far.
Maybe I should take up a new career as a linchpin.
Well, maybe just a new career so you don't have to be here with us. Anyway, is there anybody you want me to contact? Have you made all your phone calls?
No. There's one person I still have to call.
All right. So, he leaves. Do you want to call Sonia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Phone rings.
Hello?
Hey, honey.
Hey, where are you?
I would love to tell you that I'm on my way back with a big bouquet of flowers and that we're going to do the horizontal mambo all night. But unfortunately, that is about as far from the truth of things.
Did you get picked up again?
Fuck. I was set up. Honestly. They fucking set me up.
You told me that you were gonna go straight. Pun intended, I guess. But you told me that you weren't gonna do this anymore.
I did not. When did I say that?
Maybe you didn't say it, but maybe I hoped it. Wasn't getting caught and spending time in jail enough the first time?
Look, it's the one thing...
No,
that I'm good at, and it wasn't my fault.
That is not true. You're good at other things, and even things that you're not good at, if you just take some time and learn them instead of trying to take shortcuts to make money fast.
I wouldn't call this a shortcut.
Not that you're caught now. God damn it.
I wanted a better life. And I wanted a better life for us.
I want a better life for us too, but this isn't the way to get it.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. They think that I'll be out maybe in a year. I know, and if you don't want to stick around, I understand. I just...
I love you, and I don't know.
I'm sorry that you do. I'm so sorry.
Look, I gotta go. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey.
What?
You know I love you, right?
Yeah, I do.
Cause I really do.
You come back in, and Rebecca looks at you and says, "Oh, you know, you look like you didn't take a deal."
That obvious, huh?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it to him. I couldn't.
Well, that makes you a good person, though.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. If you're going to go into this business, you got to realize that you're going to get caught sometimes, and you're going to have to take the fall for it. Start throwing people under the bus. What do we got?
Yeah, I suppose, but... boy... Sorry, I had a really hard phone call, and I'm a little fried.
I get it. All right. So she lets you kind of have your space as much as you can in a small 5x8 room or whatever. And the next morning, you're woken up pretty early. There's a officer at the door. She's an Asian woman, probably, I want to say, about 5'7". In her early 30s, attractive, and she is with one of the, you know, run-of-the-mill prison guards. And he kind of motions to you, says, "Come with me."
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "You know, and she stops him and says, "No, just take the prisoner to the interview room, please." And he recoils a little bit and just follows her direction.
Good morning to you, too.
And she says, "Hey, Rebecca, how you doing?" Rebecca's like, "I'm fine." And then they shut the door. And you guys go into the interview room. She sits down with you. The guard leaves. "So I read your file. My name is Agent Tina Wei. And I have an opportunity for you if you're willing to help us out." The FBI, I should say, agent for the FBI. And she shows you her badge. And she goes, "If you're willing to help us out, I can get you out in about an hour."
Desiree kind of looks around, sort of like scoping out the room.
Oh, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, I was just wondering if I was being recorded, because this is kind of like how every 90s action movie starts, so...
True.
You'll forgive me if I'm a little skeptical about this situation.
Well, I agree. It is a bit unorthodox, but your file has some interesting things in it that we feel that we can definitely use. Do you know what you stole? The statue?
It was a statue. It was made out of some kind of stone. It was carved, and it was worth a lot of money from what they tell me. Didn't ask any questions beyond that.
Look, it's hard to explain, but this piece that you stole, we've tracked it down. We can't just run in there and get it back. I know that might sound odd, but...
It does. You want me to steal the same statue again that got me in here in the first place?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, I did hear you correctly.
Originally, the statue was a part of a museum piece from Mesopotamia. It's priceless. There's no way to sell it. But the point is that this guy can't really sell it to anybody. So it's one of those pieces that goes from private collection to private collection, and we usually don't care. But it was involved in a major case that we're working on, and we need it for evidence.
And you can't just bust the guy?
No, I can't. He happens to be a senator, and he's got a lot of legal protection. And for a group within the FBI that deals with antiquity theft, and like I said, it's hard to explain.
Clearly. Must be hard to put on a resume. So look, what I'm getting is you got a priceless statue that yours truly managed to get her paws on that has since fallen into other hands. You would like me to get said paws on it again in exchange for just removing my sentence, or this sounds like a pretty big job. I hope that you've got a little bit more that you can offer me here.
Well, I'm open to suggestions. What would you like me to offer? And maybe I can give it to you.
I want out.
What do you mean?
Well, I want out of here.
Right, of course.
I want Lonnie out.
Oof, that's a big one.
Yeah, well...
Go ahead.
And frankly, a little bit of pocket lining wouldn't hurt, considering that this, it's kind of what I do, and I'm sure you got some means to make it so I don't have to worry about money for a little bit, at least while I figure out what the fuck I'm doing with my life.
So let's just, for fun, say that I give you a big wad of cash, and you then go out and spend it all. You say you want out, but this is the second time you've been in jail. Where's the guarantee that you'll stop doing this?
I said I want it out of here.
Oh, not out of theft.
Oh, maybe I've got a useful skill set that I can use elsewhere in a more legal capacity then.
Do you think that if you get arrested again, that Sonia will take you back?
What the fuck do you know about Sonia?
I know quite a bit. I know she's not happy.
You topping my fucking calls?
You're in jail.
Yeah, I know I'm in jail, but...
We listen to everything.
Jeez. Look, you don't have control over what I do once I get out of here, but it sounds like you need me pretty bad. And I've got a couple of conditions, otherwise I will serve the time.
I think that you have a little bit of leverage, and I have a little bit of leverage, so let's meet in the middle, okay?
What do you suggest?
We will get you out, you will do the job, you will sneak into the senator's house, likely he's in Washington this weekend, some kind of fundraiser. You will get past his security, you'll get the item, and you'll return it to us outside, and then you're free to go and do what you want to do. We will give you 15 grand to do it.
Okay.
It is not enough money to retire completely for the rest of your life, but it is enough money to learn a skill or figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life. But the reality is if you get caught again, Sonia's going to leave you, and I could tell from that conversation that's something you don't want, correct?
Yeah.
And I also could tell from the conversation that you getting out of here now, as opposed to a year or two from now, is going to mean that you could probably fix the bridge before it collapses, as it were. So do we have a deal?
Damn you. But, yeah, I guess we have a deal.
All right.
Nothing can be done about Lonnie?
I can get Lonnie out for you.
It would be appreciated.
Well, don't want to leave the room having you think that I'm a total jerk, so I'll help you out with that.
All right. When do I start?
Well, it's Thursday, so we're going to get you out now so that you can go home and get back into things. Just so you know, while you were out, you're going to be tailed, and you're going to have to wear a bracelet around your ankle, tracker.
Very stylish.
As soon as you deliver us what we need, you will get that tracker removed. You'll be out of here in about an hour, you know? We'll see how this all goes.
Is there any way to... No, I shouldn't call her again.
No, I think showing up at the door is probably a better way to go.
Maybe you could do one last thing for me.
You like pushing the cards, don't you? Okay, what?
Any chance you can help me get my hands on a nice bouquet?
Yeah, I can do that. She knocks on the door for the officer to open it up. She goes, you'll get details Friday night, and just be ready.
Ready and waiting.
All right. So you head out, and they get you a car home, and in the car is a bouquet of flowers. And you can totally tell it's like lilacs and this really nice kind of arrangement. So it wasn't just a quick buy.
Sure.
You were wearing jeans and a t-shirt kind of outfit when you got arrested. So that's what you're wearing. Mm-hmm. And you've got the ankle bracelet on.
Shall I ask them to take me to Sonia's home?
So you ask, and he's like, all right, doesn't matter to me. We know where you're at. They drop you off.
Steal myself and go up and knock on the door.
Wait, how?
Honey, I'm home.
Hugs you.
I give her a huge hug and, like, the biggest kiss.
What happened?
You're not going to believe this, babe.
And you tell her the information?
Yeah, I give her sort of a rundown.
Sounds like a 90s action movie or something.
I know, right? Yeah, I'm hoping it's not going to be Demolition Man or something like that, though. I'm going to come out of there fucking knowing how to knit.
What? Knitting?
Demolition Man.
Oh.
You remember we watched that one. You might have fallen asleep.
Yeah, I forgot. Side note, that was the first movie I ever worked on.
It's amazing. I love Demolition Man.
Yeah. Work on, as in my first gig in the entertainment industry was, as I said, it was a security guard. I was 19 and they were filming that movie.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's the first one I ever worked on. Anyway, so you guys have one of those weird nights that you have with a person that you care about where the conversation goes from, you know, hopeful and talk of love and plans for the future to, can I continue to deal with this? It's, you know, you have to quit. You have to stop. After you do this, you can't leave. And just kind of the pendulum of emotions that you sometimes go through when you're in a relationship. But the night ends with you guys falling asleep together. It feels really good for you to just and kind of be out of the situation. You forget about the fact that you have a tracker on your leg. I'm going to fast forward to Friday night.
Sure. And I probably go back to where I'm staying.
Okay.
Just for safety's sake, especially like working jobs and stuff like the one I got busted on, I tend to stay elsewhere rather than with her.
Right. It makes sense because you don't want her caught up in a arrest kind of thing.
Yeah. And also I was staying somewhere that was closer to where the job had been so I could track things and scope everything out. So I'm actually staying at the Hotel Mainland.
So tell me about the Hotel Mainland. What kind of hotel is it?
It's not a nice one.
Okay.
It's one of those where you can rent by the month or
by
the hour.
Okay.
A no-tell motel where the beds are hard and the clients are even harder.
Especially if the Viagra has been delivered for that month. Okay. But you're in the ratty hotel and you hear everything that's going on in all the different rooms.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least they're having a good time.
Yeah. And there's a drippy faucet and the whole nine yards. And there's a knock on your door Friday about 5 o'clock. You in there? You can hear Agent Wei.
What happens if I say no?
Well, then I wait here and hope you come back. And will you just open the fucking door?
Yeah. Go over and open the door.
She walks in and she's dressed in really professional looking suit and everything else. And the level of professionalism and expense that she's wearing compared to where you're at, it's just kind of, it's a weird juxtaposition, right?
Sure. I mean, as far as the clientele here, I mean, you could, by comparison, look like a wealthy land baron.
She goes, yes. How long have you been staying here?
Not any longer than I've needed to.
Ah, okay. So here's the deal. This place has decent security. One of the big problems is they have a backup generator. If the power goes down, we're going to cut the power for the area so that it's a little bit easier to get into, but you're still going to have to get by their base of security. We know for a fact that they probably have at least two guards that are walking the perimeter at all times. So you're going to have to get by them.
Any ideas on their shift rotation?
I know that it's usually 7 at night, and then there's another guy that comes in pretty early, like around 5 in the morning. And then they have another guy that comes in at like 3. So that's when the turnover happens.
Okay.
7 o'clock at night. It's a pretty big property, but there isn't a lot of tree line. They've got everything kind of manicured. We believe that he's keeping it in the basement, actually.
Have you got a layout?
Yeah, and she opens a folder that she brought with her that has a layout of the place. And she also has a rundown of where the different video surveillance is.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, like I said, we can get rid of most of this. Now, when we cut the power, it takes the generator about 5 minutes to kick on. So we can cut the power and then you can get across, hopefully quick enough, to the main building.
Sure.
There are only a couple of cameras in the house. You know, the guy doesn't want to be videotaped inside his own house, so he's got most of the surveillance outside. Anyway, that's the thing. You're going to have some time when we cut the power to get across the lawn into the place.
Okay.
The guards do have dogs, so you're going to have to figure out how to deal with that. And one last thing. If something happens, you get shot, you get caught, or whatever, we can't help you.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was going to be a part of this deal.
Yeah. If you do, you didn't tell Sonia about this, right?
Tell her about what?
About this job.
That was a joke.
Oh, sorry. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Anyway, and plus there's like 7 people having sex literally 20 feet away from us. So
I know it's just a cacophony.
It is. It is a cacophony is a good word for it. It's like an orchestra that's tuning up, you know, it's just kind of chaotic. Okay, you're the professional. When do you want us to cut the lights?
Let's do it just after the shift rotation.
Okay.
They're going to be a little bit more tired, just getting on the job. Cut the lights. They're going to be scrambling for a little bit.
Right. Right. It's a good idea. I'll send a car for you to drop you off, and good luck. I'll hopefully see you afterwards with a statue from Mesopotamia.
Yep, that is precisely what I would like to have happen too.
She kind of gives you a little bit of a goodbye smirk and walks out. And not long after that, maybe 5 or 6 hours, you're in a car parked a few blocks away from where this guy lives. He's in one of those neighborhoods. If you've ever been to the Huntington Mac, where they have all those, you know, right before you get to the Huntington, there's all these really big houses. It's kind of like that. And for anyone else, I don't know what to tell you. It's a really nice neighborhood in Pasadena.
Look up Google Earth.
Google Earth, exactly. So you get there, and how are you going to approach this? You looked at the layout.
Mm-hmm.
What's the plan?
So I think she's dressed, you know, in sort of what she would tactically wear.
Right.
With her toolkit and all of that kind of stuff. I think she's going to enter at the far end of where the guard rotation would happen.
Okay.
And just make a fucking mad dash.
All right.
She's going to try and go in the second story because that's going to be a little bit less suspected, I think.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to pray I don't fuck up my rolls.
Yes.
Otherwise, this will be the very short-lived destiny of Desiree, and we'll never hear from her again. Which sucks because I'm actually kind of liking her.
Yeah, she's kind of cool. So we're going to make a stealth roll. The lights go out. It's like literally half a block. So they cut it so that it's not like, oh, it's just his house. So you need to make a stealth roll. to get across.
My stealth is at 80.
Nice. So if you fail this...
I cry a lot. Bad.
Yeah.
I got a 45.
Excellent. So you make it to the building pretty quickly. You know you have a couple more minutes.
So this is interesting. This game, it's when you fail, you check a box.
Yeah, it's the opposite of it's the opposite of Call of Cthulhu.
Interesting.
All right, so you made it all the way across. And they've got one of those vine...
The, like, trellises?
Trellises, yeah. So you realize that you can climb pretty easily.
Sure. I'm sure that they showed me pictures of the outside of the house and that...
Yeah.
When I was getting briefed anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. You head up to the second story and you look at your watch because I imagine you probably put a timer on.
Oh, yeah.
For how long you got. You got about a minute. And the window on the second story is older. It's one of those little ones with the latches that you turn.
Oh.
And it, like, yeah. It's not locked completely, but it is like halfway locked.
Okay.
So how would you get past it?
Well, first I would see if I could just jimmy it a little bit.
Okay. Well, let's do a...
I have locksmithing as a craft. Perfect.
Let's do that.
Okay. I have a 60 in locksmithing.
Okay, cool.
I got an 18.
Excellent. So you jimmy it a little bit and you're able to get it open. It is interesting to you that you're at this like really nice, probably colonial style mansion. They have not updated the windows at all.
Is it a historical property?
That's what you're guessing, is it's probably a historical property. So you get in and you enter into what you knew was going to be like this long hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And the place does look like a museum. And as you look around, dollar signs start to pop up all around you.
Sure.
Like just magically. You're like, wow, if I took this piece or this piece, I could be gone and not have to work for a while.
Yeah.
You start to head down the stairs and you hear the front door open.
Shit.
What do you do?
See, I hear the front door open. I'm going to slip into what seemed like was going to be one of those bedrooms.
Okay.
And hope that there is some kind of attire in there. Like, I'm going to head straight for the closet and like go in the closet and hope that there's clothes in there.
Yeah, you find clothes in one of the closets. Just kind of hide behind them for a little bit.
One of my skill sets is disguise. So I'm wondering if there's something in there that I could put on that maybe from a distance even I might look like somebody else or...
Like his wife or something or a daughter, probably his daughter if he's a senator. This sounds like a good time for a luck roll. Now
All right.
In this game system, you have a 50-50 chance.
Okay.
So it's up to 50, you get it. If it's over 50, you don't.
Okay. Come on, dice. I really want to play this disguise game. 22.
Luckily enough, you go into a closet and you find that you're in the probably 20-something room of the senator's daughter. And she's got a ton of, like, it's a walk-in closet. It's a really nice walk-in closet with all of these different outfits. So do you want to try to put together a disguise?
Yeah, I'd probably snag stuff together. And then if she's got some sort of... a beanie or a hat or something like that. I don't have very long hair, but I would shove it up underneath a hat.
Okay. So you know from your briefing that her name is Karen.
Okay.
And I'm going to roll your disguise.
Oh.
So you're not going to know how well you did.
Oh, shit.
Until you interact with someone.
Oh, okay.
What is your disguise total, though, just so I know?
80.
All right. That's pretty high.
Yeah, I wanted to disguise myself real good.
Okay. So, yeah, you dress up. You feel like you got it. You look at a picture that she's got in the room of her and her dad.
Mm-hmm.
You feel confident.
I'm going to go to the edge of the doorway.
Okay.
And kind of peer out and see if I see any movement or if the front door is open or...
You see a security guard going from one... room to the next, just kind of checking each of the rooms.
I'm going to call out, actually.
What do you say?
Dad?
He has a really perplexed look on his face. He walks over the door and opens it up.
Oh, don't come in here. You didn't even knock.
Why are you here?
Why wouldn't I be here? I live here.
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to be with your father. We were told no family members were going to be here.
I didn't want to go. It's not like when I was under 18 and he could force me to go wherever he wanted me to go.
Look, that's fine. We just need to know you're here so that we can log it in the book.
I'm here. Log it in your book and get out.
Fine. As he's going, you can hear him on his walkie-talkie saying, "Baby bird is in the nest," and then the door shuts.
I'm not a baby bird. Snotty. I hope she's a snotty daughter.
Well, her name's Karen, so.
I would like to speak to your manager.
Exactly. That name was picked on purpose. So they go out. They're now outside doing their rounds, and you're free to walk about at least until someone asks more questions beyond, why is this girl in this room?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to move real quickly.
Okay, cool.
I was just thinking, I'm going to look on her vanity or whatever she has in her room to see if she has a pair of like AirPods or something.
Yes. Yeah, she does.
I'm going to grab those and I'm going to put them in my ears.
Okay.
So that way, if somebody catches me, I'm just going to be like, I can't hear you. And like, I'm basically grabbing those with the idea that maybe after I get what I'm looking for, I might go for a stroll around the grounds to listen to music or something.
Something catches your eye. There's one of those flyers that you see every once in a while, usually at like indie, non-Starbucks coffee places or whatever, small coffee shops.
Sure.
It's a flyer for a bunch of music groups, and it just catches your eye. The very last one says like The Graves End, and it seems like it's a lot of like different types of metal and hard rock and everything else. What strikes you weird about it is you couldn't imagine this girl being able to go to this kind of show, but there it is.
Interesting.
So I don't know if you want to grab that or not. It's up to you.
Can I snap a photo of it on my phone?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I do that. Plus, I don't know, it looked like there were some good bands in there. Maybe it's something I can take Sonia to.
So you head downstairs and you get to the area, and the briefing basically told you that there was probably going to be some kind of security. But when you get down there, there's this large room with these red pillars on both sides. It kind of has a Roman feel to it. Mm-hmm. They're painted red with the golden bottoms and the golden tops. And there's these beautiful paintings positioned in between each pillar on the wall. And the center has this carpet with this beautiful like pattern in it. And you see a large vault door that is just slightly cracked open.
Ugh, that can't be good. I'm going to go try and peek in the opening without actually opening it any further.
Inside, you see what is obviously a woman because she has on a very tight, like stereotypical cat burglar outfit. Like she's got all this gear and stuff that you have never had access to. And she has a mask on. That's what you see.
I don't want to get security involved. I don't want to harm somebody. But I'm going to keep playing it being the daughter.
Okay.
This is so stupid. I'm going to make probably a bad decision, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to push open the door and go.
All right.
Oh my God, get out of my house. Who are you?
She stands up, turns around, looks at you for a moment, takes off the hood, and it's Agent Wei. And she goes, "What took you so long?
What?
You were supposed to be here like 5 minutes ago." And that's where we're going to stop it.
It was all a test.
That was really fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. And like we said, we really appreciate your support. We will be putting out these shows once or twice a month as we kind of go along. And we'll have agents and players kind of coming in and out. of it. Mac, what are you up to? What's going on?
Gosh, what am I not up to these days? So you guys can find me everywhere on the interwebs as at Strange Like That. That's the Instagram, the Twitters, and the Facebooks. You can also hit me up for tarot readings, art commissions, all kinds of fun stuff. And also catch me every Monday over at Happy Jack's RPG podcast, where I am playing two different games on alternating Mondays. So hopefully I will, well, I won't see you, or maybe I will. You don't know. You don't know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know with Max. She just shows up and you're like, holy shit.
Yes.
So thank you guys so much. You can find all my stuff on Plate Mail Games. You guys know, and we appreciate you listening, and we hope you're enjoying this agent's dossier, and we'll talk at you soon. Bye.
Ciao.